What a cooler. What a cooler. What a cooler. Hey, welcome to Water Cooler, episode number 341, also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 65. Woo! Thank you so much to everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us on this lovely program, this lovely day.
Does that mean the five banger is going to fall in the dark week?
There's a good chance. I should look at the calendar and find out, but... Here we are. it's been a long week already.
Good to see you.
Yeah, so you know how the show goes. I, Chris Loxamana, kick it with my Corolla Digital Buds and Matt. With me today, Gary Smith's here.
So what's up?
Did you just have a stroke?
What's up?
Okay, you all right?
No.
What happened?
I got sick.
Oh, yeah, we're going to hear about that. And I'm so glad I'm in such close quarters with you. Mike Dawson's here.
Mm.
Matt Fondelier all the way in Austin.
Hey, brother.
All righty. And
listen to that audio. Oh, so crisp and clear.
Yeah, it's like Fidelity Fondelier right there. High Fidelity Fondelier.
High Five Fondo.
It's my nickname.
High Five Fondo.
People didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Dawson gave it to you. So you should just change your Twitter handle now. All right, so Gary, what happened, man? What's going on? You missed a couple days of work.
I didn't really miss a couple of days of work.
I checked your GPS location.
I wouldn't say I missed it.
Well, no, I'm just saying I have a new – ever since the staffing around here kind of changed, I sort of took a point of it's a waste for me to spend 2 hours in the car if I have no shows here. There's no reason for me to be here if there's nothing that I have to physically do here.
So no shows makes Gary a no-show.
Correct, but I'm not a no-show. I'm sitting at my computer at 8 a.m., and my cell phone's next to me. Yeah. And if someone calls me or emails me or IMs me, I answer immediately. So I'm working.
Yeah. In the mob days, the construction jobs they got were no work and no show.
Right.
For a no-work job, you got to be there and just not do any work.
Yeah.
For a no-show job, you don't have to show up. So this does qualify as a no-show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Dawson—
But it's not a no-work.
So—
Dawson, would it bother you more that if you found out when Gary was at home, he didn't put on pants all day?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, I tend to because I just like to—I like the process of getting ready for the day.
Put pants on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, I will say that I'll go way deeper into the day in my robe before I do the whole shower and get dressed, you know? I got shorts on right now.
Oh, you got shorts. I'm thinking pantaloons. Long-legged shorts.
Oh,
knickers.
No.
This is fucking 1800s? What are we talking about?
Long, Chris just called pants long-legged shorts.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I'm still in shock from pantaloons. That to me was deeper offense.
Mm-hmm. It's July 13th in Southern California, so no, I'm not putting on long pants, but like I get dressed. I thought you meant I sit around in my underwear all day.
You know, last year.
Oh, you wear underwear still?
Yeah.
But you put on the shorts, you get ready, do you do your hair?
Yeah.
You do your hair. Wow.
Yeah, because inevitably I'm going to go out to get lunch or I'm going to go on a grocery run later or whatever, like the course of a day.
There is like something psychological with getting ready, even if you don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
You still are more productive, right?
Right. And then, you know, on a day where I will, you know, F off on getting ready until a little later, inevitably you go out to throw something in the trash at 10:30 and you see one of the neighbors kind of giving you the – oh, okay. So this is how we're rolling on a Wednesday? I don't want to be judged like that.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to run into you need to run in. Or like I always worry, what if there's a big earthquake and I have to run outside of the house?
Also very true.
Yeah, because that's a California problem. Does Matt have to worry about that anymore? He doesn't.
No, he has to worry about the power grid being shut off.
Yeah, that during a snowstorm.
Or the summer.
Yeah.
It is weird, though, not thinking about earthquakes because especially putting stuff up on top of my bookcases and just kind of like displaying things, everything I put up there, for a minute, I was like, well, this is going to fucking fall if anything ever happens. And then I realized, wait, this is never going to shake. It's never going to happen. So I've got a lot of things precariously hanging from high places. So just don't bump into anything.
Were you
in my
extra
house
precarious? Did you take chances?
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
Nice.
Might as well. Man, I didn't think about that. Matt doesn't have to worry about The earthquakes. Yeah. And I think about earthquakes a lot.
Or if there is one here, then I'm in fucking big trouble, like we all are. If there's suddenly earthquakes in Texas,
I mean, our whole world will be turned upside down. If there's an earthquake in Texas, California's gone.
Yeah, we're already dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we don't have to worry about it. I'll never have to worry about it, yeah, because I'll be long gone, I guess, if that ever happens. Well, anyway, Gary, so...
Yeah, I got a little sore throat developed on Friday of last week, and it was still going strong on Monday, and I didn't have anything on the calendar, so I worked from home. And then on Tuesday, I only had one show, and right as I was about to get ready and come in for it, the host canceled it, so I did another work from home.
There you go.
And then I came back today because it's fucking work, and you got to do it. And
yeah.
I when I woke up this morning, it was still there a little bit, but it had broken significantly, and I thought I was good to go and ready to come back for a productive day. And I got here, and within 10 minutes, it was so apparent how foggy and stupid I am. People were walking up to me and giving me very straightforward pieces of information, and I'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, I couldn't process, and I'm just sluggish. I'm a little behind.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to A&D tomorrow. That's the first thing I have to do, and if I'm still sluggish like that, that's a very hard show to be sluggish for.
And that's a three-show show,
that's
right?
A three-show, two-hour block, day. And it's just incessant. And
it's brutal. What people don't understand is that the succession, like when we got to do two Corolla shows back-to-back, that's a long day.
Yeah, for sure.
We know.
Gary's got to do A&D times three, then ACS, and then A Reasonable Doubt, and then this show. Yeah. That's happened on more than one occasion. Those are extra cranky days.
Well, yes, they are.
Oh, good.
But, you know, I'm hopeful that
we'll be at the end of that.
I'm hopeful that I'll just be more improved tomorrow morning and I'll be able to get through it and it'll be fun. But
let's go to your happy place for right now. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath.
Am I about to be murdered?
No. Okay. This is from that documentary Happy Gilmore, which we did a movie night on Patreon of. What are you seeing in your happy place right now? What are some of the images flashing through your mind?
Joy is in a white bustier holding two pitchers of beer. Oh, you know what? Actually, it's Topo Chico. She's holding two pitchers of Topo Chico. There's a glorious pool behind her.
Endless Love is playing in the background.
Endless Love is playing in the background. Gary Jr. is inexplicably dressed as a leprechaun. Uh-huh. He's standing in front of a pot of gold, and he's playing with a dinosaur on top of it.
Yeah. Wait, Shooter McGavin just jumped in.
I don't like this. Don't like this.
Ah, see, don't you feel better though?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just there. You're just there for a little bit. Just kind of got there. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're, like, there's a guy, Matt, you've never met him because he started working here after you. His name's Vito. Very nice guy. Last week he went surfing before work and cracked a rib, and then the next day, I don't know what happened, but his voice is completely gone. So he sounds like he's 80 now. He's like, hello. But he's like, I'm fine. I'm not sick. So today, he's the guy that greets our guests when they come in. And Dave Coulier was the ACS guest, and he's supposed to greet him at the door. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go greet him. I'm like, no, you're not. Go in the back. Do not let him hear you talk. I don't care. I know you're not sick because he's fine. Like he feels fine. His movements are fine. It's just strictly like a lung. Like he might have a punctured lung or something. I don't know what it is.
Jeez.
Like, you do not talk to Coulier.
I have news for him. He's sick. It's just not manifesting because
he's
younger.
Are you serious?
That's exactly – he gave it to me. He walked in today and announced that he had given it to me.
Oh, you blamed your kid in the email when you sent it to me.
I thought it was because
Gary literally emailed me, please, hey, everybody on the chain, don't have a kid.
I did not.
Something like that.
I said an explanation for why I will not be at work today. I recommend not having toddlers around.
You know, I didn't see it around.
That's pretty much what Chris said. I read between the lines.
You guys are going to get me in trouble no trouble is warranted.
Gary, there's nothing. We just heard your happy place, and everybody that should be happy.
But I think Vito's a younger guy. He's got a great immune system because what it manifested as for me was just a sore throat with really no other symptoms, especially if I'm working from home and no one's bothering me and I'm in my office. And, you know, it wasn't until I came back that I started to feel it a little bit more. Yeah. But it's now running through the rest of my house. And people are most definitely sick. So
good. So you are contagious.
No, not anymore. Okay. It's been enough days. I talked to Drew about this. I didn't know about it haphazardly.
All right.
We good.
Well, speaking of age and Vito being so young, I got a rude awakening to my age this weekend. So a couple of friends of mine moved out to Escondido, California, which is kind of on the way to San Diego, maybe a touch more inland, but still like a San Diego town.
Yeah, it's San Diego.
Yeah, where the Wild Animal Park was.
That's exactly what still I just is. Found out. Still right
is.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't shut that shit down yet, huh?
Went there last year. It's fantastic.
There's a wild animal park?
San Diego Wild Animal Park.
It's like a zoo. It's different than the zoo, but it's essentially a zoo, right?
It's the zoo.
There's no cages.
I mean, they have a San Diego zoo,
cages,
and then they also have San
no
Diego.
Rules.
I remember I was a kid, and we went to both the wild animal park and the zoo on a vacation one time. And I remember thinking as like an 11-year-old kid, I'm like, it's sad, but the zoo is so much better because you can actually fucking see the animals. The wild animal park, they can be 500 yards away. There's a fucking elephant out there. Okay, cool, dude. He's at home.
A what?
Cage him.
Yeah. Wait. What
cage
animal?
Cage the elephant.
Cage the elephant. Yeah. Wait, so did you see one?
In the distance.
Yeah.
In the distance?
But, there's a lot of places. It's not all like this. I don't know. It's been fucking 20, 30 years since I've been there, but
it's a big open space.
It's modeled after a safari. Yeah.
There is what you're describing, but there's also a section that I would call very zoo-like that does have maybe not cages, but enclosures that are smaller, so you're more guaranteed to see, for instance, giraffes.
Yeah.
There was, 8 giraffes in a thing the size of half of a football field. So you're going to see them.
Yeah. Okay. Do you see any rhinos?
I don't think so.
You just saw the...
I don't know. Dude, it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, but you just saw the... What animal?
The elephant.
Dang it.
How do I say it?
It was a valiant effort. You said elephant.
Elephant.
Which you do say.
Do you know that that word has been in every audiobook I've done? It's like the curse of that word.
The curse of the elephant.
And every time I fucking have
to
read
you
this,
say
I'm like,
it,
not again, dude. Yeah.
Elephant. The way you say it,
elephant,
sounds more fun.
It does. Well,
it does. It more fun.
It sounds exactly. It sounds
elephant.
A lot more fun.
Is that right? Elephant.
No.
Elephant. Elephant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that far off. But
it's not that far off, but it's just far enough off that it makes made us smile.
Well,
Chris, valiant effort, by the way.
So I went to Escondido and had a great time, saw their place, and Jen and I, we spent the night there. We're going to have like a couple's weekend, right? It's going to be a good time. And we're heading over, and there's just we're texting them, and it's getting kind of implied like we're going to tie one on tonight. We're getting after it. We're going to rage. So we get there. I bring a bottle of Fireball.
Ugh.
I brought a 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's like –
That's not rage. That's like we're going to make terrible decisions.
Yeah, that's like – that's – okay. I don't drink Fireball regularly.
Starting with bringing a bottle of Fireball.
But, I mean,
that's the worst fucking alcohol.
I've known these people for, I don't know, since I was in college. So
yeah, exactly, and it shows by the Fireball. Let's class it up and get some Casamigos or something, baby.
No.
Come on,
no,
you're an adult.
You want – okay, there are certain booze that when you drink it – it just kind of
transports you.
It awakens you. It awakens the beast.
It's like a door.
If I have a shot of Jaeger.
Liquid door.
Liquid door.
Like, for instance, if I have a shot of Jaeger, I kind of get, it's like a light switch for me. It's like, oh, we're doing this now.
Yeah.
Tequila, there's certain, like, sometimes tequila will do that too.
What, lying on the bathroom floor vomiting?
Like, sipping on whiskey does not do that for me.
Right.
But
Unless it's Fireball whiskey.
Yes. So I'm bringing the stuff we had as kids. Like if we want to ice people, if I get iced, I'm like, okay, we're going. It just does that, right? So,
I've been iced by my mom more times than I ever thought I would be.
Yeah, me too. I mean, not me being iced more. You have more times than I ever thought as well.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm all set.
Producer LL, nice.
I'm all set, Laura Lee. You don't need to go for more.
No.
You hold the record. I know no one who's been iced by their mom more times than me.
Yeah, keep it going, though. You don't want to just stop after getting the record.
Laura Lee, I think you need to. I don't want to give it away for Gary here, but feel free to incorporate Gary Jr. into the mix.
What?
You know, because if he finds the bottle and then gives it to Dad, I feel like the same rules will apply.
Okay, all seriousness, Mom, don't do that. You're going to really piss off Joya. That's not funny, man. Stay out of this.
I think it's funny.
It's funny. It's funny on the. It's funny on its face until I'm actually standing there at Easter and my son is holding a Smirnoff Ice and my wife is in the corner
Matt,
pissed.
At next
me.
Time we're at Gary's house, you know what to do.
Yeah,
that's right.
So we go over that.
Hey, Junior, give this to your dad.
Yeah, just walk it over there. So we go over the place. We're greeted with donuts from this this place called Peterson's Donut Quarter in Escondido. I guess it's really famous in the area, and best donuts I ever had. Insane, Matt. You should look into this place for Chez Fond du Lait next time you're.
What kind of donut was
next
it?
Time you're in Escondido?
They do. They specialize in like.
Sure.
Are you guys cool with the cronut?
Sure.
The yes. Fried croissant.
Yes.
So they kind of do version of
hell
that,
yeah.
Where it, but it's like a cube. It's a cube and it's pillowy and flaky and it's huge.
That's cake.
Cube food.
You're it's describing
food.
Cake.
No, but it's croissant. It's like it's croissant, but it's not. It's like more like phyllo dough actually, just kind of wrapped around. You've kind of seen that, Matt, right? Like layers of phyllo dough.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I should have.
It's called meal full or something like that. Would be in dessert mode when they just have like the stack of
yeah,
the
awesome.
Pastry dough.
It's called
man with a bunch of cream in it.
There was nothing wrong with the donut. There are too many fucking donut options.
Yeah. Well, I ate a bunch and me was full, Matt. It was delicious. I couldn't stop eating them. And then and then we're just we're doing some drinks. I kind of conjure up this thing because I brought the fireball. I'm going to make some cinnamosas.
Cinnamosas. Champagne and fireball? What's that? Dude, that sounds absolutely disgusting.
Oh, I'm ready to go, all right?
But wait, is that what you did?
Was it good?
Champagne and fireball? Is it fireball?
What do you think
juice?
A cinnamosa is?
I don't know.
Yeah, you think you made it up.
It could be orange juice.
The mosa is the champagne.
Right.
Like if you make a beer mosa,
yeah,
you're pouring
is the
beer into
is that
the
like
champagne.
A real like
yeah,
established
logic.
Thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's logic. It's in the bartender's bottle.
It sounds accurate.
Yeah.
You guys are just
I asked a bartender
up.
That after he gave me a shot of Fernet. We shook hands and then he told me, yeah.
Otherwise, if you can use sparkling wine and pomegranate and then it's a Pomona.
Oh yeah, you can only drink it. But see, other places it's just called pomegranate sparkling wine,
mm-hmm.
but it has to be from Pomona for it to be called
for it
a
to
Pomona.
Be called
yeah.
That, yeah.
Now I thought
Cinemosa.
Yeah. Oh. So the cinemosas were flowing.
Wow. Oh god, dude.
There was multiple people willing to drink
that. Sounds so bad, dude. That sounds so bad, but it also sounds like maybe it's good.
Yeah. No, it can't be.
No,
you're ruining that bubbly.
It can't be.
It's not good,
but
Lawson. This is just one of Chris's friends who's desperate to hold on to his 20s as well. Like they're just tricking themselves.
Did you guys play asshole?
Oh,
you guys
come
might
on.
Have called
the
it president.
Show.
Yeah,
I know, no, it's a card game.
Weekend,
it's a drinking
but
card game. It's a college drinking card game. You played it before. A lot of people call it president.
King's Cup.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Finger
oh.
The butthole. That's my favorite.
King's
my
Cup.
Favorite
yeah.
Drinking game.
Yeah, if it was a four of us and I took a sip of my cinnamosa and I'm like, you guys want to play asshole? Like, that would be weird. That'd be a weird question.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah. So, and
it.
Now that I think about it, Gary, nobody else partook.
I'm just picturing.
So the cinnamosa
no one
was
else.
Flowing, singular.
Yeah.
The one
yeah.
was flowing into your mouth
it was, yeah, it was
as you were
me.
Judged by your three friends.
And we, oh. yeah, we did the shot of fireball, though, and oh. Before I should mention that I brought a 3/4 full bottle of fireball. I just grabbed it out of my.
Well, that's a DUI waiting to happen.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. It's not. You put it in the trunk when we drove.
If it was
it
in
over.
The trunk, then you're okay.
Yeah. Because I'm like, when am I ever going to drink this again? So I'll leave it there too, which I did. But so we're,
next time you hang out with your friends,
they're making the espresso teenies.
Yeah, it's very popular right now.
Those are hot right now,
the
right?
Teeny,
yep.
The teeny is the vodka, just like the mosa is the bubbly.
Right.
People
yeah.
don't really think about the second part of the word,
the
really.
The suffix of any alcohol is will indicate
yeah.
what you're getting. Yeah. Like
exactly.
Ramos Gin Fizz.
You're going to get pissed off.
Ramos Gin Fizz, dude.
Yeah,
well, listen, we know Rita. That's tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the Mule. Well, I guess that one's different. That's just ginger beer.
That's
so maybe that didn't count.
Cup.
That was a bad example.
I'm surprised we haven't boycotted the Moscow Mule. You know, we did away with French fries in favor of Freedom fries for a while there.
Mm.
You know, Moscow's not playing real nice right now. Maybe we should boycott that.
a few months ago.
You know, and it is served in a special designated glass, so we could call it a commie cup.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That cup, that copper cup, very valuable.
The commie cup. The copper cup.
Sorry, I'm sorry I didn't use your terminology right after I should have. So the commie cups, back when the Moscow mules are getting hot, kind of where the espresso teeny is getting to right now.
A Kentucky mule.
Yeah, well, when you would get those bourbon at the bar, you would have to give your ID to the bartender, and they would give you the cup. You had to like check out the cups.
Yeah.
Because so many people wanted to steal them.
That's what happens
yeah.
when you frequent low-class
I mean,
joints,
bro. What, they're just made of copper? What is yeah. that like? That was probably, 200 pennies melted together? It's worth $2.
I don't think that's how that works.
Okay. Dang it. I don't know. I'm just trying to use logic here.
Yeah, I don't think they're necessarily made out of pennies. I don't think there's that much copper in pennies.
Oh.
No.
I'm going to return all my pennies.
When people get drunk, they steal things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, in one Saturday, they could lose 30 of those glasses.
All those commie cups gone. Yeah. So that was, but now you order them, they don't care. It's like, oh, we made our money back.
Yeah.
We trust you.
Right. Yeah. And I think that there's just not as many people ordering them, so it's a lower threshold for them. But you know why those espresso martinis are getting popular right now, I believe?
What is it?
It's because all of the reality stars drink them. And we had that chick from Summer House in here. She said that the reason she drinks them is because they're going out, it's late at night, they have to drink, and she knows she's going to have to be in a fight for the production on TV. So she wants the caffeine as well. So she's not like sleepy drunk, she's upper drunk.
Never fight the debilitating effects of alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, but you're saying that the espresso teeny is equivalent to sativa?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Correct. Whereas whiskey straight is an indica.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Yeah. So that makes sense for that. And I could see then once everybody's watching all these reality shows, like, oh, I got to get myself on these espresso teenies.
And I will say, as someone who tried one for the first time recently, they're damn good.
They're delightful.
So once you try,
why are they so
once
damn
you try them
good?
Once, then you're in. Because I don't want to go to a bar and ask for an espresso martini. But I do want to go to a bar and ask for that.
They garnish it with, at least this person did, garnish it with espresso beans. I even ate those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can get chocolate covered ones.
Good. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh.
I'm okay with this with this new espresso teeny craze. So I had the espresso teeny, and then we go out to dinner. Go to this place called H Brothers. I get like a brisket sandwich. We're ready to just stuff our face, and we eat dinner, and I overate. Chris overate. Everybody did. Actually,
wow, that's first time ever, huh?
Yeah, dude. I was pushed to the brim to where like I just wanted to keel over, and I couldn't really walk after. I'm just like, I can't do anything. And then, of course, the next place you go is a brewery called Little Miss, like in Escondido. It's like on the whole downtown street there. Mm-hmm. And all they have are heavy beers there.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Don't like that.
So I had to order a half pint because I knew. I'm like, there's no way. I want all the beer, but I physically cannot consume anything else. Like, I don't know. I hit a wall.
Would you like that in a little glass?
I had to get it. You know what glass that gave it to me in Dawson? Like,
you know, you could just get a regular fucking man beer and just drink half of it.
A man beer? No, I don't want to leave beer. I don't want to waste the beer. And it was
tough
that
would never
that
work because we would make sure that you finish that beer. You do not leave half a man beer behind.
That's exactly.
Now, be honest. Did you order the half pint or did the guy say it when he saw you?
How dare you? I knew what I was capable of at the time. So I ordered the half pint.
What kind of ABV are we talking about here?
Man's got to know his limitations.
It was a stout. I don't remember the ABV. It's probably like 5 or 6.
They only
have
heavy
beers.
That's
got to be at least 6.
And you get the heaviest beer they have?
They all only had heavy beers, but I got the summer stout.
Half pint of the summer stout, please.
Yeah, I love stouts. And actually, I heard and all.
Can
all
you
the,
serve it in a champagne glass?
All the
so
beer
I can make a beer mosa with it.
Okay, I have a couple things to say. First off, you know how I hate when people do that whiny thing to me. It really, really bothers me.
Does that bother you?
Kinky Friedman, let me interrupt.
It really gets
real quick
under my skin. Like, I don't know why.
Kinky Friedman's got this great joke where he goes, so Jesus is talking to his disciples at the Last Supper, and he says, one of you will betray me. And Peter says, oh, Jesus, it's not me. And then Simon says, Jesus, I promise you, it's not me. And then Judas says, Jesus, it's not me. And Jesus goes, Jesus, it's not me. He delivers it better.
It's akin to Michael J. Fox being called a coward in any of the Back to the Future movies. Like, he just kind of really upsets him a little bit. And, you know,
they don't call him a coward. They call him chicken.
Chicken, yellow belly, whatever. Yeah, chicken, whatever. Just any sort of like show of cowardice. So anyway.
I
get the half pint. And first off, all the beer drinkers in we have a lot of people that drink beer that listen to this show. I hear a rumor. I don't have to fact check because I don't have my stuff with me. But I hear like stouts are actually lighter. I don't know. It's just a darker roast of whatever. But they're actually less calories, and they are they're actually a lighter beer. They're just the color is dark, and maybe I don't know.
Well, akin to that, I found out a couple months ago that the lighter the roast on coffee, the more caffeine.
There you go.
Huh.
That's why a breakfast blend is a lighter roast.
Like the blonde roast?
Yeah.
Yeah, the blondes had a time too. Well, anyway, I get the half pint. Now it's about 9 p.m. Maybe a little earlier.
Still early.
And I can't consume anything. I could barely inhale oxygen. I could barely inhale air. It hurts so bad.
Now, whose decision was it to go to this intense barbecue restaurant on a night where you guys are supposed to be getting after it and throwing them back?
Well, I thought that I should get the food in me to soak up all the impending booze that I was about to.
That's a bad preemptive strike, dude.
You do the soak up at the end of the night,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. That's a hangover next day. Fucking soak it all in. But you're.
I was trying to get ahead of the game.
I got three words for you, dude. Binge and purge, bro.
Oh.
That's four words.
Oh,
binge
God.
And purge, bro.
Oh, yeah. The
puke and rally.
Gary Goes here. We do not endorse this.
Puke and rally.
Thank you, Gary Goes. I called it after that.
You called it? You came to Escondido with three quarters of a bottle of Fireball at 8:45. You're waving the white flag.
Yeah.
Oh.
Done.
JV, man.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to come in and tell
Welcome
us an epic
America.
Hangover story.
No.
No.
Didn't even get that.
No.
Well, yeah.
I can't believe you told the story on the free feed, man. We're trying to get people to listen to our show.
They're listening, Matt.
Yeah. Tell the story of you giving up for people who are paying.
All right.
Sorry. Well, I don't want to get right into comments, Matt, because every time I do, you're like, hey, why are we getting so? Why don't we talk about our days? Blah, blah, blah.
When you say it like that, it does sound maybe to the audience like you're not really meaning all of those things.
No, I do mean it all.
You mean it.
Yeah, of course. Well,
it's been a long week.
Yeah, definitely had the cinemosis. Oh, on the way walking to the restaurant too, I know there's a certain member of the water cooler not here that thinks birds are not real. Well, we walked.
Yay.
Walked. And I just heard like a crying, like just a sad crying. And I look down, and we see a bird that is very much dying, upside down.
That's what they want you to think.
Looks like it's in a lot of pain.
Yeah, you got to change the batteries. There's a hatch on the underside.
Yeah. Well, let's just pretend birds are real, just for this hypothetical.
Okay.
Because it actually did happen to me. What should I have done anything? Like, I don't want to put the bird out of its misery because that seems wrong, but it was really effing miserable.
Well, did you have your gun?
I did not have a gun.
Well, I don't advise stomping a bird.
I was like, am I gonna have to curb stomp this bird?
Real
like,
quick, just crush its head with a heel. Just heal
kidding.
Its head.
You're kidding. But it felt
if the bird's in pain, it's gonna die anyway, dude. What would you rather? I'd rather just if I'm going to die, but I get to be alive for an hour and be in a shitload of fucking pain.
I don't know. My Larry David brain comes out though, and I imagine that someone jumps out from behind a bush right as I'm making contact with the ground, and then I have to explain why I've murdered this bird.
Yeah, like it
you
almost
just say a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
See, that's the number one phrase to get the cops called on you.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm with Dawson on this one. I think you do have to put it out of its misery, even though it's tough for you to do. However, I couldn't do it. I may be traumatized because, as a small child up in Mammoth, I'm sure I've told you guys before that.
Oh, you've been pie there? Have they got pie Mammoth? In Mammoth? Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to travel back to Mammoth like a swallow to Capistrano just once a summer?
No.
Yeah, you will.
You'll
see Mammoth.
No, because I have to fly. I have to, like, it's a lot of luggage and stuff. I think what I'd rather do is pack up the car and drive out to somewhere like in Colorado or something and then kind of do the same type of experience that I would have out there.
Right.
Anyway, as a small child, my uncle had a large husky dog that attacked a squirrel. And as a small child, we all watched my uncle murder this squirrel because the dog, like, didn't kill it all the way. And it was horrible. He used a rock. He used a gigantic, like, Hercules-style rock and just him. Thwack. Yep. But thwack? He explained
more
that.
Like splat.
I know. Did it crush or was it a thwack? Like, a thwack is if I took a stick and thwacked
him
on the head.
Is with a thicket.
That's a thwack, man. Yeah. A thwack you don't do with a large.
No,
you can't.
That's not a thwack.
It literally cannot make that sound.
You need a paddle to make a thwack.
I guess it was more of a chunk.
A splat.
A crunch.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he flatten the squirrel with a rock?
Splat.
I mean, just the head.
Splat.
Just the head.
Yeah.
So did the whole body, like all the like appendages like, go out?
I gotta know. God, no.
Like,
I'll tell you. It
didn't. I don't remember because I'm a little kid, but in my mind, it's like Wile E. Coyote cartoon with the rest of the body splayed out,
to the comments.
All right. One last question before we go to the comments. Is this the same uncle that's doing dinner theater like murder mystery?
No, it's not.
Doesn't seem
other
like
side
the same
of the family
guy.
Too.
Yeah.
Bro, seems your like, side
yeah,
of the family.
Yeah, those people are not related.
Your parents have some fucked up siblings, Matt. They
those
got rage.
Are not related.
Matt, would you have thwacked the bird?
Thwack.
I mean, I think that I would have, but
I got thwacked with a thwicket.
Okay.
I feel like if it was a mammal, I probably would have a harder time, but because it's a bird, and I don't,
it's a beautiful
really
bird.
Care
by the
for
way,
birds.
Like a blue
I'm sure
bird
it was, but
with white,
should have eaten it.
I don't know.
Can't.
It's blue.
Again, the suffering, like the walking away, knowing that it's suffering, you could have ended that suffering. That to me is just as painful as having to put it out.
It was very
misery.
Painful. Yeah, and it's I can't stop thinking about it, but I just didn't know what I should have done. Maybe I should have. Found a pillow and smothered it.
Don't feel bad, dude. Like 3 years ago.
It just seems so violent to thwack it.
I ran over a crow and it got caught up.
Oh, you told us about that, I think.
So I still feel bad about that, dude. So that still haunts me every day. I think about it.
Yeah, you do.
You're haunted?
I'm haunted by that.
Ghost of a crow?
I'm haunted by that moment. Bird. I killed a bird. And I let him suffer. I didn't stop the car and go out and thwack him.
Yeah.
I should have gotten out and thwacked him. But, if somebody's filming it and I go out and I thwack a crow, I'm going to get thrown in jail.
Jesus.
It's time for listener comments.
All right, it's Clawman's time. Is this cool? It's cool, guys.
Okay. Yeah, we're good.
So these are all comments found within our Facebook group for all the new listeners out there. So if you want to join our Facebook group, it's really easy. Just go to facebook.com/groups/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. You answer a few questions. We might let you in. It is my favorite place on the internet. Really great community, and we love just everybody interacting there. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
That can of whatever you're drinking.
Yeah.
Looks like you're going to go rollerblading after you finish.
That is fucking funny.
Yeah, so this is Bud Light Next.
It looks terrible.
It's a zero carbs, super crisp, light beer is in the fridge. And
now, Matt.
I am drinking it.
Did you hear what Chris just said there? Zero carb, light beer. When I inquired about these interesting looking cans that were in our work fridge, Chris said to me, it's a certain kind of drink. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, if you want beer, you're going to be disappointed. But if you want to just drink something and think, this is going to get me fucked up, then you're good.
Well, not, but there's just some booze in it, and it just tastes like a cocktail or something. Yeah, like a
week. Is that what it is? It tastes
beer.
Like a cocktail?
No, it's like I can't. Here, Gary, you want? Oh, you're sick. Doss, take a sip of this. Let's get Dawson's. Let's get Dawson's thoughts. Right now, this is it, it's like the new zero carb beer.
Don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide.
All right,
have another swallow.
Here he goes. Dawson's taking a sip. What do you think? What is that? What did you just drink?
Tastes like 7-Up without the lemon lime flavor.
That's accurate. Yes.
So bubbles, just yeah. Bubbly water is yeah, what bubbles. That sounds yeah.
Like a lot, you know.
Yeah, because somebody, the 7 yeah. The 7 is the lemon and the lime, so it's just the up.
Right, it's a teeny. It's yeah. A 7-teeny.
Yeah. So, I told Gary, like if you're expecting beer, you're not going to be happy, but if you're just like, oh, it's a drink that
has alcohol, in,
has
it.
Alcohol in it,
and it's light, it's easy to drink.
I will say this, it's non-offensive.
Yeah, it's not. It's not like gross, but it's yeah. Just it's weak. It just tastes weak.
They describe themselves
it tastes
as
weak.
Super
that is,
crisp.
Yes, it mm. Tastes weak.
I think the crisp just comes from the bubbles, but yeah. So Bud Light next. There you go. Ring endorsement. Now,
money, please.
You said that so defeated.
I know. I am.
All right. So these are all comments found in our Facebook group. Here we go. Eric Lepore.
Sup.
Hold on.
He.
Says, don't give a
sup,
piss
fuckers.
About nothing but the Tide.
He says the answer to Matt's insane hypothetical world with no silverware or buns is simple. Now, this was we're choosing between hot dogs
or
hamburgers.
Yeah.
But in Matt's hypothetical, the buns don't exist.
Matt's not done the math on how
that's
many
right.
Burgers he bought versus how many yeah. Buns he bought.
Well, Eric says it's easy. Use the hamburger patties as buns for the hot dog.
Now, that's smart. That was one of the smarter solutions.
I did that.
I saw a few.
That's innovative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spencer Smith, he had some thoughts about Gary's proclamation that if you wear boots and you're not riding or near a horse,
you're
an asshole. Remember that from last episode?
Yeah.
Well, Spencer says, I own zero horses, but I do own cows. So am I the asshole? Boots are always acceptable around livestock.
I commented on this, and I said, when you're right, you're right. I should have amended it to also include anyone who is on or in proximity to a farm.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense, too. Yeah,
you got livestock or you're working out in the farm on the range, then yeah, sure, boots, yeah. No problem. I'm talking about the dickheads in Silver Lake. That's who I'm talking about. I'm just saying. You know exactly what I'm talking about, too. A very local reference, but whatever.
Ryan Going.
Where? Beer.
Well, he's just saying that it's Seattle dogs, guys. The cream cheese and grilled onions are the staples of Seattle dogs. Because we're talking about how that sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's a Seattle-style hot dog.
I'm down with that.
Sometimes you'll step it up with scallions or sriracha, but definitely do yourself a flavor. And yeah, I'm still all about that.
But see,
put
what?
Some cream cheese in my dog.
But
please.
Here's the thing. Like, are cities beyond Chicago allowed to just claim their own dogs?
No.
Like, I know that out in L.A., the street dog with the bacon is very
yeah,
popular.
Yeah, fucking stupid.
But that's not an L.A.
we
dog.
We don't get an L.A. dog. There is no L.A. dog.
I don't think Seattle necessarily.
I think it's an L.A. dog.
There is no L.A. dog.
No, it's just, that's just a fucking.
Yeah, two places
bacon
to
wraps,
get hot dogs. Coney Island and Chicago. And then.
What about Costco?
Costco, there you go. Everybody else's dog is
Costco.
Costco
hot dogs are fucking great.
Yeah.
And he just announced that he is not going to be raising the prices.
They raise the prices on everything else, though.
Mr. Costco says, yeah, hot dogs stay the same.
He once reportedly threatened another executive in a board meeting because they were talking about raising the price. He, like, freaked out.
He won't raise the price of that, and they won't raise the price of the rotisserie chicken, I think.
Yep.
And the rotisserie chicken, they actually lose money on, but they
I
make
buy
you walk.
Chicken every single fucking time I'm there.
See? But they make you walk all the way to the back of the warehouse to buy it, and you pass by all the other stuff. So it's just it's advertising. Let's see here. Katie Coleman. Wait, sorry, Matt. You also think that an L.A. dog is a bacon-wrapped dog, right?
Yeah, bacon-wrapped dog, and then they usually put, like, some cotija cheese on it and maybe some, like, fried jalapenos or something like that. That's totally like an L.A. dog.
Mm. Yeah, sounds
street dog, baby.
Yeah.
Street dog. Yes. See, that's what everyone calls it. You've never heard somebody call that an L.A. dog.
Hmm.
I think I have, but
yeah, I think I
what
have
do
too.
I know?
All right.
What do we know? The two guys who do the Shea segment on the show. What do we know?
What do we know? Yeah, what museums are we talking about today in Shea Fond du Lac, Matt?
Katie Coleman, she wrote a poll.
We wrote a poll?
Or she submitted a poll. She wants to know, how do we eat corn on the cob? Do you go typewriter style, or do you do the 360 degrees where you're spinning it?
360.
You go vertical or horizontal? How are you doing this?
Yeah, you spin it.
360.
You spin it?
You spin it, you do a section, and then you move down. So yep. It's still sort of like the typewriter, but...
Here's the thing. You should most of the time do 360, but just one time per cob, you have to pretend like you're a cartoon character.
Yes.
And do it like a typewriter. Ching. And go, ching, ching. Yeah. You have to do that just once.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you can go back to the roundabout.
I think I'm a typewriter guy just because I probably learned it from those cartoons.
Mm.
But
I like how in the comment section of that, everyone's describing whether they would, you know, do the typewriter or the 360. And then one guy said, no, you're all doing it wrong. And then he posted a guy with a knife, like slicing the corn down the stalk.
That he's correct.
It's not part of the hypothetical.
It's not, no, but that no. is probably my favorite way to eat corn. Because you don't get all the junk in your teeth. It's really nice when you do a really good cut. Some of the corn just stays as a plane of corn.
Yeah, it's satisfying.
It's beautiful.
I'm not saying it's not a great way to do it. I'm just saying in the hypothetical, this is like saying that you get hot dog buns. No hot dog buns. You know what I mean?
I was just going to say, Matt's the one talking about hypotheticals. He's like, well, what if buns didn't exist? So then we should answer it that way.
It's okay.
Changing the game. But anyway, 77% say typewriter in the group. So.
Wow, you guys are insane.
A club!
Jared Belt, or Jared, because it's an AD at the end, so and he's a rad guy. He says, I cannot hear the word wow.
Wow.
Without hearing Chris's impersonation of Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Wow. I'll be honest, I can't say it anymore.
Neither can I.
Every time I go wow when I'm listening to people talk, oh, wow. I'm like, oh, I just did the Owen Wilson thing.
Yeah, I do it too. I don't even think about it. And then it was pointed out to me at a family gathering. Someone was like, why are you saying that like that? And I was like, I don't know.
Wow.
I did not want to tell the story, so I just claimed I didn't know.
Yeah. So, Jared, I'm with you, buddy. Johnny Shine says, for the Army, what is a joke that is super local to your state or town? I'll go first. I just moved out of Jersey, and when people ask where I'm from, the reply is always, oh, Joyzy. I've lived in Jersey for 25 years. I've been every corner. I've never heard anyone ever say it like Joyzy. So some of the ones that people are saying is Joe Urbanek says that I don't live any – I always say – oh, sorry. Mike J. Nielsen says, I'm from Chicago, but Indiana is the butt of all of our jokes. Jim Blake says, nobody in California says Cali.
Correct.
I always laugh when family on the East Coast introduced me as being from Cali.
The new one that I've experienced since I moved to my latest home is I live in the city of Placentia, and I've heard several people try to make a Placentia joke, but mm-hmm. it's never thought out. It's never a good joke.
That's a punchline. That's the punchline of one of my stand-up bits.
I haven't heard
that. And it always gets a fuckload of laughter.
I haven't heard that. I'm talking about not comedians, like people who I encounter in my personal life.
Carrie's like, there's this really fucked out joke that people say.
Yep.
No, I just – look, it's one thing if it's a thought-out stand-up bit that you're doing. That's different. I'm talking about someone asks where I live, and I answer, and then they try to come up with a joke right there in that moment. It just never works.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Elisa Sabatini.
Where? Umbilical Cord Avenue?
Pretty much. Shit like that. But I'm telling you, Dawson, that's better than anything I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Because you took the 4 seconds to think about it.
Elisa Sabatini says, I was raised in the Bay Area, and we all cringe when we hear Frisco or Oaktown.
It's not Frisco. It's not
San Fran.
Oaktown, it's Oakland. And
it's get your shit.
San Francisco is the city.
The city? I say SF. Is
SF
that okay?
SF is okay because SF, SB, LA, SD.
Yeah.
Those are all okay in California.
What about San Fran?
That's SF. No.
No.
No. No. I don't think we ever have.
San Fran, I heard that people from San Francisco
That's a I'm not from California thing to say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jim Curtis
says.
Or
not from the Bay Area.
When you say Kansas, guaranteed comment about Dorothy or Toto.
Yeah, and he does it.
Yeah. Let's see. Jordan Lucas says, I live in Washington. Anytime I talk to people in other states and mention where I'm from, they're sure to talk about rain.
And Antifa.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says, half our state is very rainy. The other half is a freaking desert, but nobody seems to know that. Yeah. Megan Riley says, I'm from Massachusetts. And we can self-identify as massholes, but it's offensive if someone else says it.
Whatever, masshole.
And no one has ever calls Boston Beantown out here. Yeah, so there you go.
I don't know if this counts as a joke, but every time I tell people that I'm from L.A., they say, go home.
That's not a joke, it's an instruction.
Yeah, how's Austin treating you, Matt? What's the latest over there? How's your neighbor?
I'm glad you asked. No, but we are going creek swimming this weekend, so I'll let you know. But we're planning on it this weekend. Matt, but let me tell you,
you're going creek swimming, or you're going to float down a creek in an inner tube while getting drunk.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I've known you a long time. I do not believe you and Julie are strapping on your Speedos and going swimming.
No. We have inner tubes and an inflatable cooler. It's going to be joyous. But speaking of joyous, you guys will be glad to know I've been not wanting to say anything because I don't want to jinx it. But it's now been about 3 or 4 weeks. Neighbor's car, she doesn't park it in front of my house anymore. And I honestly, I don't know if she listens to this show. No,
her cell phone does.
I think she's a listener. Yeah,
her cell phone's listening to the show.
Back to her.
That or one of the many, many comments that my wife and I have made while walking the dog, walking past her house.
No.
Maybe she was out there one time. Oh, I don't know.
What are some samples of things you would say upon passing at a much louder volume?
It's all been content here for the show.
People who park
their
cars
been content
like that
for the show.
Probably
I've
make
said
you
it
want
all.
To rush through your 5-course meal. Shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, shit like
that.
What
that kid say to her? Give me some tea, bitch.
Oh, I got it for you right here, actually. Hold on 1 second.
Now go make me some lemonade.
Yeah. That combined with Dawson, though, makes a great Arnold Palmer, I think.
But I'll tell you, the biggest news around here is that my family's coming to visit in a couple months. And so we got a couple new couches so that we have like a real sitting area. But what it meant was taking the existing couch, which is a pullout couch, and moving it into this room where I'm currently recording. And I don't know if you guys can see the very small door behind me, but I measured this couch and knowing that it would slide through the door with like barely a half an inch to spare. And when the day came to move it and we flipped the couch over, I realized that the pullout mattress was sticking out the bottom of the couch by about 2.5 inches, meaning it would be impossible to get through the door. And so me and my wife fucking took this couch apart and we managed to take the entire mattress out of the couch, get the couch in here, and then put it back together again. And nobody got hurt. And it was a goddamn miracle. It took like 2.5 hours, but I have never felt more handy and been more excited about anything in my life. So that was a good day.
That sounds like a great day. So this mattress is just sticking out of your couch like a tongue hanging
out? I don't know how to describe it, but I'm sure you've seen like a pullout mattress where it's got like a big, you know, cage that the mattress is in that you kind of pull out. And I didn't realize that when it was in the bottom of the couch that it kind of just sticks out the bottom of the couch. You would never see it when the couch is right side up.
Yeah.
But when you flip it over, you can clearly see like, you know, like I said, 2.5-3 inches that were just fucking bolted into this thing. It was, I thought someone was going to lose a finger or something, but we did it.
That's funny. Yes. Cause I've had some nights with Matt. We've gone out to dinner. We've had the Galvados at the end of the night. It's getting late. I'm like, I don't want to drive home. That's cool if we crash here. And Matt's like, sorry, no room.
Oh, yeah.
Have nowhere, no, there's nowhere for you to sleep.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear about the neighbor, though. That's good that you're getting that parking space.
Me too.
Go outside of your house, go up to your curb, and really just spread out.
I've done several choreographed dance numbers. Mm. You know, it's really been incredible. Yeah. So everything's great here.
I recently learned a new game over the weekend.
Mm. Yeah, butthole.
Asshole.
It's creepier if it's called butthole.
Yeah.
You guys want to play butthole?
How about boo hole?
So it's actually an old game. I learned a new game, but it's an old game called Cribbage.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys know how to play it. It seems like a Dawson game, Cribbage.
I haven't. I always wanted to, but...
Is Cribbage...
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it different than Bridge?
No. Yes. It's also called Crib, I think, too.
It's like... It's things of fives.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a pegboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fun. Okay.
Starting to sound like asshole again.
I realize that I can't say that after I said the word peg. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, here goodness. We go. Anyway, those are comments, everybody. Hey, thanks so much for writing in. All right. So, Matt, do you have a Shay?
Sure, if you'd like.
I do like.
Oh, okay. No!
What type of foods might we hear of today? What might be the price? What might be the venue?
You know, Matt never really talks about price.
It's time for Gary to say, hey, Matt.
You know?
What's on the menu?
I think maybe you're going to have to get into that, Matt. I want to hear more about price.
Into what?
I need to hear more about price.
How it's expensive the, these
the
things
theme
are?
Song. It's in the theme song. And I feel like you neglect,
it might
you neglect
be the
to
price,
talk about
it might
price.
Might be the venue, yeah.
Right. That's true. Well, I'm going to talk about... three identical dishes from three different restaurants. So it's the same menu item, but prepared three different ways. So I imagine this item probably costs about $14, pretty much regardless of where you would go.
You know what this
here.
Is? This is a Trey Boucher.
How about that? Hey, Matt, before you get like, into this, I just like. Want to tell you something that I've forgotten to talk to you about. Apparently at P. Terry's, there is a possibly off-menu item called the Root Beer Shake. Which is basically like they pour root beer syrup into a milkshake, and it's like a shake consistency root beer float. Sounds amazing. You got to try that for me.
That sounds pretty good. I hate to say it, but I don't really like root beer though. Oh, so
this is the guy. He's like miso soup should be in the best soup category. Matzo ball soup.
You're our food. This is our food reviewer.
This is our food reviewer.
What have we done to ourselves? Where's Caleb?
Don't you miss Shea Italy now?
Keep going head up.
Moving on.
I ate a whole fish.
Moving
and
on.
I went to a museum.
Moving on.
You eat with your eyes too.
No, you don't.
Let me tell you guys. I know it came up on the Corolla show several months ago, but the idea of the Eggs Benedict and how this is a dish, according to Adam, that should not be messed with.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah,
believe famously, Chris, you tried to order a crab Benedict
and
wouldn't let you.
You had $4. They'll put crab on top of it for you. I ordered the crab and Adam interrupted. No, you will not be having the crab.
Good. Well, I wish
right,
I was
so,
there. I wish I was. I would love to have seen that. I'd have said, good job.
Eggs Benedict, one of my favorite things to order
it is.
At brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Chris.
Well, I'm just saying, if you can get crab for $4, you order it. It's crab. Crab's very pricey.
Yeah, that's why I'd be suspect of $4 crab.
It's an add-on. All right, go ahead.
That's Eggs true, Benedict. Too.
So huevos rancheros. So
Eggs Benedict, but out here, they do it. Every restaurant has their own unique take on it, and I've come to really like some of these variations. So
what's a
recently
standard
this
one?
Past weekend standard English one good I'm bacon. Glad you said that.
Yeah,
English muffin, Canadian bacon, which is, you know, that thick round ham, then a poached egg, and then hollandaise sauce.
Wonderful.
That's it. That's your traditional.
Rich. Tasty.
But what a lot of people do is you can play with the bread, and you can play with the protein, you can play with the hollandaise sauce. Mm-hmm. Everything's is a go. But as long as you got the bread with the meat and the egg and the sauce on top, you could get away with calling it an Eggs Benedict. So this past weekend, I had one that was a barbacoa Eggs Benedict, and the English muffin was a corn cake. The Canadian bacon was replaced with slow roasted barbacoa, which
what
is just like delicious steak. Like steak. It's like steak in like shredded beef in like a chili sauce.
Okay.
It's
okay.
The meat of Chipotle that you never knew what
very
was.
Sounds good. All right.
But it's delicious.
You can get barbacoa at like Chipotle, honestly. Like it's a pretty famous, popular, you know, type of
starring Jane
meat.
Fonda.
Anyway. This one also had, of course, the poached egg and then fried green tomatoes and chipotle hollandaise. So it was a little bit spicy too.
That spice would complement the cinnamosa very, very nicely, I think, for your brunch.
Indeed.
So yes, yes.
That would make that so good.
The best one that I've had was served on a house-made biscuit, and then it had bacon, and it was also grilled jalapeno, and the hollandaise sauce was queso sauce, which I know I talked about the queso fat out here in Texas, but it's basically like pouring nacho cheese all over your breakfast.
Where are you from, Matt?
Absolutely incredible.
Where are you from, L.A.? Where do you shop for these jalapenos?
You know, I'll take them if they're on the menu. I want them.
No, but where do you buy your jalapenos? Because those don't exist.
Jalapenos.
Oh, I'm not saying it right. I'm not saying it right.
It might be a Texas twang. I saw some.
You're saying it like an elephant.
That's right. But there are no elephants.
Some people say in LA. Jalapenos. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that pronunciation. Jalapenos. A lot of people say that.
Galapagos.
But let me tell you the third and final Benedict, which is the weirdest one that I've ever had. There's a place out here in Austin. It's called Gordo's. And the dough of Gordo's is spelled like dough, like bread dough.
Sure.
And everything that they make is made with donuts. Donut burgers, donut sandwiches, donut French toast, and they have donut Benedict. They're not sweet donuts. They just take the dough and they'll just use it as like a savory bread. So they had one there called the Tawanda. I don't know why it was called that, but they had the savory donut with fried green tomato, egg, and horseradish hollandaise, which was very unique. I don't think I liked it as much as the chipotle or the queso hollandaise, but I do appreciate that restaurants trying something a little bit different.
Gary, are you liking horseradish these days?
No. Okay. But I haven't given it a try in several years. I probably should.
Horseradish is one of the things that just it gets better with your age. The older you get, the better it gets, I think.
How do you eat your horseradish, guys? When you got a nice slab of prime rib,
dude,
raw.
More horseradish, the better.
How do you eat the horseradish? What do you do? What's your move?
There are a few. Okay, if I had the horseradish, I'd make a combo bite. The meat, the horseradish, the sauce, all in one bite.
All right.
Now I don't treat it like Japanese ginger. When you get that nice pickled ginger, it's more of a palate cleanser. This horseradish needs to be on things. And then cocktail sauce, the more horseradish, the better as well. I want my sinuses to be clear when I eat that.
Yeah. I go the opposite direction. I just fork it. I eat the prime rib, have some baked potatoes, some veggies, another piece of prime rib, and then I stick the fork in the horseradish.
And add it.
And just eat a bunch of horseradish. Now, Doug Laux does.
Oh, God.
He takes, now, this, tell me what you think is which you have to choose, my way or Doug's way. I want to see how crazy he is.
Well, what if there are no hot dog buns?
Right. He gets this beautiful piece of rare prime rib. And fucking spreads the horseradish on the whole thing with a butter knife.
Like a blanket of horseradish.
I'm in with that. I'm on for that. Yeah. I think I would do that. Yeah, I would do that before I would take forkfuls of it.
Yeah. I want the Doug's Benedict. Yeah.
The forkful is good. You got to try it.
Okay.
Cool. I'll try it. I'll try it, but I like Doug's way better.
Well, if you're listening to my voice, then next time you go out for brunch, I want you to try a different type of Eggs Benedict and tell me how it is, because that's what's on the menu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Add a cinnamosa to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. While we're here, might as well. Hey, why don't you go out there and try a cinnamosa? Yep. If the bartender doesn't know what it is, it's real easy. Yeah. It's champagne with Fireball.
Please post videos of you ordering this from a bartender. And so we can see their reactions.
Yeah.
I want reaction shots.
I want reaction shots, too. I want your reaction of trying it.
Yeah. Those are all good. It's going to be a group.
I'll be honest. It tastes like what it sounds like. All right.
Shit? Like asshole?
It's like somebody took one of those hot tamale candies and chewed it up for a little bit and then spit it into your glass of fucking champagne.
Yeah, I drank it. All right, you guys want to go around and get our plugs in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'll start over here with Gary. What do you got, buddy?
Follow All Things Reasonable Doubt, Reasonable Doubt Podcast on YouTube, and subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/watercooler. We got a bunch of tiers up there. Our top tier being the Mallow Money tier, which includes a monthly meetup where all five of us, or hopefully all five of us, hang with all the fans. And I was going to tease it earlier, but I forgot. But I got some shit I might be able to talk. The stuff that you guys don't even know about yet. Thursday at the end of the month, the 28th.
All right.
Am I remembering correctly that this will also be a show and tell? I seem to recall we may have talked about that. I don't know if that's right. You guys are looking at me like I'm
crazy. If that did happen, I have a vague recollection of that. I put it on someone to remind us the week of. So, yeah, there you go.
All right. Matt, what do you got?
Well, I will second Gary. You should definitely check out our Patreon. And you can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. And also, if you're in the need of another podcast, check out the R Snake Show, which is a show that I've been helping out with out here in Austin. A lot of great guests, and it's, you know, still in its early stages, but I think it's going to grow into something really cool. So be sure you check out that. It's on YouTube, and I want to say rsnake.com as well.
Boom. R Snake. All right.
Sweet.
Das, up to you. Gary, are you? Did you pull up the podcast just now?
I take his plugs very seriously.
Yeah, okay.
Sweet. this weekend, the old ladies are bringing us out to the Ozarks. So those dates, the band is happening at Friday night at Pier 28. My band, The Smoking Kills, is playing on some lake in the Ozarks. And then that's Friday at Pier 28. Then this Saturday, we're at Southbound Bar and Grill, somewhere on the land close to a lake, but it's a country bar. And we're playing there. Friday night shows at 5, Saturday night shows at 6. If you make it out there, awesome. And if you can't, then we'll see you in L.A. July 29th, The Smoking Kills at the Hotel Cafe. Please come.
Boom. And then July 30th, the day after that show, come check me out. I'll be playing at Perks in Huntington Beach from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's during the U.S. Open, so go check out some cool surfing in Huntington Beach. And then we're right on Main Street, so just walk up. We're like the first bar, or one of the first bars that you hit right after you leave the water there. And then August 14th in San Clemente, we're playing the Fiesta Festival. Like the big fest over there.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're playing 4 p.m. On stage number 1, August 14th. So, come out to that one too. It'll be a nice day. And that will do it for Water Cooler. So thanks again to everybody for hanging, for listening to this show, and sharing it with a friend, subscribing to Patreon, just being a part of it. And we couldn't appreciate it more. We'll see you tomorrow for some more Patreon action. And we love you. Goodbye.